Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure not only to welcome our listeners, but also the four exciting and diverse personalities who this week are going to play Just a Minute. We welcome two outstanding young comedians of today, one of them who has played the game many times before, that is Paul Merton, and another outstanding comedian who has never played the game before, but we are equally delighted to have him here, and that is Julian Clary. We also welcome back two of the oldest players of the game. They've been playing it as long as I have. That is Derek Nimmo and Clement Freud, and would you please welcome all four of them? I'm very fortunate where I sit because I have beside me the lovely Elaine Wigley, who has a stopwatch in one hand, which lets me know how many seconds have passed after each challenge, and also she blows a whistle when 60 seconds have passed. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the Jersey Arts Centre in St Helier, the capital of this lovely Channel Island, and we are facing a highly motivated and exciting Jersey audience. And as usual, I'm going to ask our four players of the game to speak, if they can, on the subject I give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. And the first person to begin is Clement Freud. Clement, the first subject is Jersey. So would you talk about Jersey? Or just a minute, if you can, starting now.
Jersey is the name of a pullover, which comes from the eponymous island, the largest of the group of Channel Isles. It is a place from which people don't come as much as Joe Stewart. I mean particularly Alan Wicker and Fanny Craddock, as opposed to Mrs. Langtry and Matt Letissier. To socially aware people, the name Child Villiers, who has Austin House...
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Deviation guns, eh?
Yes, I would grant
you came via Jersey, didn't you? Yeah. On the shuttle.
It's the first time, actually, we've ever had an audience in Just a Minute boo. So it's obviously going to be a very exciting show. Derek, I agree with your challenge, which means you get a point for a correct challenge, and you take over the subject of Jersey. There are 29 seconds left, and you start now.
One of the things I really like about Jersey is this
Julie Clary's challenge.
Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't you sort of fumble
over
your words?
You're right. You're absolutely right. Well done.
Julian, well listened. The first time we've heard from you ever on Just a Minute. And he fumbled. We call that hesitation. You... Anyway, Julian, there are 26 seconds left. The subject is Jersey, and you begin now.
There are several things I like about Jersey. First of all, I should mention St. Peter's Bunker. It's very, very snug indeed. And then I must move on to your mouth-watering cucumbers. And then, of course, there's plums, which are not only juicy, but full of flavour. Jersey is an ideal spot to attend if you like rich people.
Tells us that the 60 seconds are up, and whoever is speaking at that moment gets an extra point. On this occasion, it was Julian Clary. Paul Merton, will you take the next round? The subject, wrestling. Will you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
Every Saturday afternoon on ITV, I used to watch wrestling that used to be broadcast from various parts of the mainland, Wolverhampton Town Hall or somewhere in Ipswich, and I particularly enjoyed wrestlers such as Burt Royal and Vic Faulkner. And the great thing about British wrestling is it's so obviously faked. I remember one particular practitioner of the art, a wrestler called Jim Brakes, who actually fell out of the ring because somebody threw a towel at him. And this is burnt in my memory. He was a bit of a hard man, and he was having an argument with the referee, and his opponent threw a towel, which he didn't...
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Repetition of playing about.
Yes, he threw the towel in, and so that is a repetition. He did keep going for 37 seconds, which is very good, and 23 remain for you, Derek, to take over the subject of wrestling starting now.
I wrestle with my conscience every time Muhammad Saeed offers me a free holiday at the Ritz in Paris. Here I go or not, I say to myself. But Al, as he likes to be called, is so persuasive. Sometimes he sends me food hampers from his emporium called Harrods, which I gratefully receive. But there is no catch to it. I will not ask questions at equity meetings just to please him.
Julian Clary, would you like to take the next one? The subject is Bergerac. Very apt subject. Obviously, some people in the audience didn't enjoy it from there. But would you talk on Bergerac? 60 seconds starting now.
Oh, Bergerac. It's a television detective series. Some would call it a defective series. Starring... Who did that?
Keep going.
Starring...
I'm sorry, Kermit has buzzed.
It was a reputation of series.
I'm not going to give it to you again, because we want to hear from you, and you've only just got going, and there are 52 seconds left. If we don't score any points on that one, it's still with you, Bergerac, starting now.
So popular.
Paul Merton Challenge.
Repetition of series.
Well, as I didn't give it against him the last time, I can't give it against him this time, so this time you've got a point for an incorrect challenge. So you keep going with 50 seconds on it. Bergerac, starting now.
So popular, wasn't
it? Do you remember?
Repetition of popular.
I know, you said popular as well.
I just, I was just recapping where I...
No, you see, Julian...
That's called repetition, if you recap.
Didn't realise that.
You can repeat things from other rounds, but you can't repeat words you said in this round. As I've given... Oh, shut up for a minute. As I've given it against all three of them now, it's only fair that you gain a point at each one of their expense. But from now on, I've got to be a bit more firm about it. So carry on, Julian. Bergerac. 48 seconds, starting now.
John Nettles is a bit of a gay icon, in fact.
Clement Floyd, challenge.
Deviation.
Why? You disagree?
He said neither popular nor serious.
Oh, a very subtle, clever challenge. I thought we were challenging on the icon. That was definitely an incorrect challenge, Clement, but it was very entertaining. And 44 seconds or less for Bergerac. Still with you, Julian. Starting now.
He has Bergerac bed linen and a Bergerac soap on a rope. His whole life is one long detention.
Yes, hesitation. It is a difficult game, isn't it? 35 seconds, Derek. A point to you. You take over the subject, starting...
Sir Arthur de Bergerac had an extraordinarily long nose, and because of this, he claimed he fought over 1,000 duels during his lifetime. The town of Bergerac is situated on the north bank of the Dordogne and has a statue for the famous swordsman right in the middle of the village. It is absolutely magnificent. The wine from that region, which is Cabernet Merlot...
Clement Freud.
Deviation, Bergerac is a town.
Yes.
I couldn't say town twice.
Village.
I know
you
a different
could.
Word, but if I had said town twice, I know. You'd buzz for
That would have been a repetition.
That would have been repetition. And he charged for deviation, and that is a correct deviation. That's why the game is so difficult to play.
Can Nick. I suggest we pick another word?
Clement, do you want to let him have it then? He's determined not to let go on it. 15 seconds, Derek. Bergerac, starting now.
I like drinking this splendid brew. It's also near to a very particular white...
Poor challenge.
Is wine, strictly speaking, a brew?
No, I think
beer
I think wine has...
Yeah, you ferment wine.
You ferment wine.
You can call any liquid a brew, can't you?
Well, yes.
Oh, we're going to have another stupid argument.
You can call cat's urine a brew.
Yes,
but it doesn't mean I'll come round to your house for drinks. You can call any liquid a brew. Come on.
8 seconds for you, Paul, on Bergerac, starting now.
Well, it's a very popular detective series. It's been going for about 8 or 9 years now. It stars John Nettles, and all the incidents that he investigates happen...
Derek Nimmotron.
Nothing going on. It's finished.
It's currently being repeated on UK Gold.
He's right, I'm afraid. 1 second with you, Paul. Bergerac, starting now.
How many seconds have I got?
One. Yes, one. Linda Rahm, Paul Merton speaking. Mr. Whistlewind got an extra point. He is in third place, 1 point behind Julian Clary, who is in second place behind our leader, who is still Derek Nimmo. Clement, your turn to begin. The subject, sour grapes. Will you tell us something about that? And don't start talking about brewing, for God's sake. Starting now.
Sour grapes are grapes which are not sweet. Or, to put another way, grapes which are sour or lack a certain sugar content.
Challenge. Hesitation. Yes, indeed. Sour grapes with you, Paul. 50 seconds are left, starting now.
I was round Derek Nimmo's house the other night drinking this rather delicious, marvellous cocktail, and I suddenly thought all these grapes were a bit sour. And he said, no, it's not grapes, it's actually cat piss. I just put it in there. He said, because basically any liquid is a brew. And of course, I was forced to agree with him. I once bought a bean.
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Deviation. I wouldn't have him in the house.
But, interestingly, he doesn't deny that he serves cat's piss.
What I like to do on these occasions is I give a bonus point to Derek Nimmo for his challenge, because the audience enjoyed it so much. But Paul gets a point for being interrupted, and he keeps the subject, and there are 32 seconds left for sour grapes, starting now.
Of course, it can also refer to that feeling you have when somebody that perhaps you've been a rival for in a job has somehow got ahead of you, has gained that promotion, and you think, why has this individual risen above the corporate ladder higher than I? Why, I'm as talented as that person. I've got a certificate for swimming 25 yards breaststroke. Can this other claimant lay such a claim? No, they can't.
Take a Freud.
Repetition of person. I let him go on for a bit.
Yes, you did repeat person.
Did I really?
Yes. And Clement's got in with 5 seconds on sour grapes.
Oh, 5 seconds, is it?
Yeah. It's a subtle way of playing the game, if you've got the courage to see it through. A gambling man can do that, Mike Clement. 5 seconds, starting now.
Sour grapes, philologically, is whinging, whining, not taking your just desserts.
So Paul Merton, at the end of that round, is in second place. He's just behind our leader, Derek Nimmo. He's followed 1 point behind him is Julian Clary, and then Clement Freud in fourth place for once. And Paul, your turn to begin. A small holding. 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
I own some land here in Jersey. It's actually quite a tiny piece. It's the size of a tennis shoe, and I intend to build very tall but thin buildings on it. Up to the sky. Skyscrapers, of course, are very...
Julian Clary.
Did you repeat sky?
Well, he said skyscraper. I don't know if it's one word or not.
Skyscraper's hyphenated.
If you want to be kind to your friend Julian and say, all right, it was hyphenated, you can have it. All right.
Yeah, it's hyphenated, I think.
Hyphenated, so. Right, there we are. Isn't that generous of him?
Is he being kind?
Yes. So a small holding is with you, Julian Clary, and 46 seconds are left starting now.
Small
holding. Paul Merton Charles.
Hesitation.
He's being very kind to you, isn't he? Another point to Julian Clary, and a small holding still with him, and 46 seconds left starting now.
You could grow rhubarb on a small holding, and sometimes you could go down in the afternoon, look under the rhubarb leaf.
And Derek Nimmo challenge.
Two rhubarb.
Oh, yes.
Yes, you had too
rhubarb,
much
rhubarb.
You had too much rhubarb on your small holding application. Derek, a correct challenge. 38 seconds left, a small holding, starting now.
The first small holding I bought, I drove from Alice Springs to Broken Hill. It was yellow and had a very good engine with a rather curious gearbox. I don't know why holdings have gone out of popularity. They used to sell a great deal in Malaysia and all through the Far East. But these days, they seem to move on to Fords and Toyotas, like so much of the world. But Holden was a particularly good motor car, and I had a great affection for it, and it was very difficult for me. But finally, because I was leaving the Antipodes, I had to sell it. And I was immensely sorry.
Derek Nimmo kept going magnificently there until the whistle went, so he's increased his lead at the end of the round. And whose turn is it next? Oh, Derek, it's also your turn to begin. The subject, my favourite flowers. 60 seconds, starting now.
My favourite flowers are the family flowers that live in Bristol, and my son, Piers James Alexander, last May, married Marina Flowers. You may well have seen pictures in Hello. And it really was the most marvellous wedding. And they have, the head of the family, actually, is called Mikey. And he's an awfully jolly flowers, really. And his wife is called Jean, and they have a daughter of extreme beauty called Louise, who is now my daughter.
Paul Merton Challenge.
Recalled.
Recalled, yes.
Yes, what? Well,
that's right. Paul.
I thought it was hyphenated.
No. 32 seconds, my favourite flowers, starting now.
I don't really have any favourite flowers.
Penrith Floyd, son.
Better shut up and...
That's your applauding such arrant aggression. But as they enjoyed it, Clement, I give you a bonus point for your timing. And but as Paul was interrupted, he also gets a point. He keeps the subject, 29 seconds. My favourite flowers, starting now.
But if I had to pick one, it would undoubtedly be the chrysanthemum. What a wonderful flower that is. There was somebody here in the front row who murmured agreement as I mentioned that...
Julian Clary Charles.
That was me who murmured.
So, you mean that was deviation, because it wasn't from the front row, it was from over here?
That's what I mean. I see it's a free-for-all.
Well, I'll have to take your word for it, Julian. If that is true, there were no murmurs from the front row, but Julian murmured agreement. So, deviation, 19 seconds, Julian, my favourite flowers. What? That is logical. If the murmur didn't come from there,
but it came from here. It's never been logical in your life.
No, but when I have a new player on the game, I try to use illogical logicality.
Let's press on.
Julian, you have the subject of my favourite flowers, starting now.
My favourite flowers are mesembryanthems, although don't ask me to spell it. I like them because they open up when the sun comes out. They expand like that, their petals shaking in the sunlight, and then if the...
Derek
Charles. Oh, there's
Dave. I know, it's a tough game, Julian. And he's got him with 6 seconds to go on my favourite flowers, Derek, starting now.
I have a most magnificent Rosa Banksia, which is now 35 feet high and expanding all directions.
Well, at the end of that round, Clement Floyd is training a little, but Paul Merton and Julian Clary are equal in second place, but quite a few points behind our leader, who is still Derek Nimmo. And Julian, your turn to begin. The subject, Bob's Your Uncle. Will you tell us something about Bob's Your Uncle in just a minute, starting now?
Bob's Your Uncle has several meanings. It means there we have it, or done and dusted, words like that. It also means Bob is your uncle, as is the case for me. My uncle Bob lived on the island...
Derek Nimmo Challenge.
The subject is your uncle, not my uncle.
It doesn't matter.
Bob's your uncle, not Bob's my uncle. If we had to talk about Bob's my uncle, that'd be on the
card. But he can still talk about his uncle Bob as opposed to Bob's your uncle. Deviation.
Well, if the subject was Bob's Fred's uncle, could he still talk about his uncle Bob?
You are very obstreperous on occasion, Derek. No, he hadn't got it going enough to cause deviation. So, Julian, 44 seconds left. Bob's your uncle, starting now.
Trying to open your mouth sometimes. If you know what I'm saying. My uncle Bob lived on the Isle of Wight, and he used to have a band called Uncle Bob's.
I think that was a nervous breakdown now.
Clement, the subject, 33 seconds. Bob's your uncle, starting now.
If I had an Uncle Bob, I would send him to Jersey for tax purposes, and I would get him to farm a crop of potatoes. There is nothing more wonderful than those tubers that come from the island.
Paul, challenge on them. You said,
well, I hesitate to get on the wrong side of the audience, but I disagree with the statement, there is nothing more wonderful than Jersey potatoes. Excuse me, are you aware of the Euro tunnel? Man has landed on the moon. We are sending satellites to Uranus. But no, you'd get rid of all that as long as you had a bag of spuds, wouldn't you?
Paul, because of your outrageous comedy performance, we will give you a bonus point. Right, Clement, you have another point for being incorrect challenge. And 18 seconds are left for... still Bob's your uncle, isn't it? Yes, he
was.
Well, Bob's your uncle, starting now.
If Bob's your uncle and wants to eat the delicious, waxy, yellow things that come from the earth on the outskirts of St. Clement's, steam them, a little butter, parsley, and...
A Julian, your challenge! A deviation.
Yeah, deviation. Horrible.
He's away from Bob's your uncle. He's on a potatoes, isn't he?
Yes.
Well done. You spotted that. And you got in very cleverly. You're getting good at this game. 1 second to go. And the subject is still Bob's your uncle, starting now.
If I get to the end...
So the contest is getting tighter, more fraught. Clement Freud is creeping up on Paul Merton, which is rather sinister, seeing he's sitting beside him. And Paul's just behind Julian Clary, a first-time player of the game. He's only 2 points behind our leader, who's still Derek Nimmo. Clement, your turn to begin. The subject, flattery. Will you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
On a recent birthday, Mr. Bill Coburn, who was then chairman of Royal Mail, was kind enough to give me a penny black stamp. And I said to him, philately will get you nowhere. It is not the only nice thing that I've said. I have come here and made the most outrageously nice remarks.
Derek Nimmo challenge.
His bit.
He did hesitate before he said about the outrageously nice. Right, 38 seconds. Derek, with you. Flattery, starting now.
Flattery is what people say to your face. They wouldn't say behind your back. There are two kinds of people that like flattery.
Clement Freud challenge.
Two people.
29 seconds. Clement, flattery is back with you, starting now.
If there's any one thing more appealing than Nicholas Parsons' brain, it is Derek Nimmo's beauty. But Julian Clary, in his own way, has an elegant, sophisticated delightfulness, matched, I think, by Paul Merton.
Paul Merton challenge.
What rubbish.
But are you allowed to speak rubbish in just a minute, as you do?
Deviation. I haven't got a scrap of elegance in my whole body.
We haven't quite got to what you heard, actually. So I disagree with the challenge. 10 seconds still with Clement on flattery, starting now.
As I was saying, flattery is saying things about people which you don't really mean. In fact, we all know...
Paul has challenged again.
Two sayings, as I was saying.
Yes, as you were saying. Well, listen, Paul, 4 seconds are left. Flattery with you, starting now.
I wouldn't take gold. Give me Jersey potatoes every time.
We've got about one more round to go. What is the situation? Clement Freud is now moving forward, but he's 2 points behind Paul Merton and June Carrier, who are equal in second place. Derek Nimmo's just ahead in the lead. And Paul, your turn to begin. Badgers. Tell us something about those attractive little animals in this game, starting now.
It's a strange creature. It's the only animal that's mastered the art of the penny whistle. And if you go down to the woods late at night, you can hear the badgers whistling popular show tunes or perhaps an extract of some Mahler symphony, and they can't get enough of it. And people who don't live in the countryside say, oh, what nonsense, the badgers can't play musical instruments. And you say, ah, follow me. And you take them down to a little set where there might be a couple of these delightful creatures and a drummer just in the corner. Violin under their arm, and they're playing the most gorgeous romantic gypsy music. Of course, the badger.
Terry Nimmo.
That is the music, I'm sad.
I know, we were enjoying that. Derek, you've got him with 22 seconds on Badger, starting now.
When I was a senior sixer in the Wolf Cubs, I had a lot of badgers. I got the main for good ones like tree climbing, looking at small creatures in the woods playing musical instruments. What's that to do?
How long have you got? I think it was deviation. Deviation is misunderstood the word.
Yes, that's right. I know he often does. It is true. He was talking about badgers and not badges. Mm. And they are subtly different. in pronunciation, but utterly different in concept.
You couldn't have badges playing musical instruments. That'd be ridiculous.
If you believe in the fairies, you can do what you did, Paul. 12 seconds for you, Julian, on badgers, starting now.
My favourite programme is on BBC One.
Derek Nimmer Challenge.
Repetition of B. BBC.
It's a correct challenge, but what do I do? Because I'd like Julian to finish the show. Though it's a correct challenge, well done, Derek. Give him a point then. And Julian, finish the show for us, because 8 seconds. Carry on badgers, starting now.
Botcher and Badger.
Plymouth Floyd Challenge.
I don't want him to finish the show.
So you were challenged, and it was an incorrect challenge. So you have another point, and you have 7 seconds on badgers, Julian, starting now.
4:15, most weekday afternoon.
Paul Merton Challenge.
I'd quite like to finish the show.
So what is your...
We should talk about it.
What is your challenge, then?
I don't see why you just pick and say, Julian, you can finish the show. What about the rest of us here?
I twisted a challenge so that he could finish, I agree, but then Clement played the game as well and gave him another point.
And what do you think I'm doing?
I thought, actually, we were trying to get the subject so you could finish the
show. That's right.
So what is your challenge?
Julian to continue.
So that's not a legitimate challenge?
Yes, it is. I've decided to say the opposite of everything that you say, and we can keep this going for about an hour.
And that will make it... We could just do one round like that.
No, we can't.
I'm glad this is the last round, otherwise the whole show would grind to a halt, wouldn't it?
No.
You agreed with me there.
It wouldn't grind to a halt.
So, there are 5 seconds left for you, Julian, on badgers, starting now.
Quite happy to finish simultaneously, which is...
Derek Nimmel.
He's not talking about badgers.
All right, Derek, correct challenge. 2 seconds, badgers, starting now.
Wind in the Willows is a very good place for the badgers.
As I indicated, that was to be the last round. Let me give you the final situation. And first of all, let me say right away that it's the contribution that counts and not the points. But if for those who are interested in points, for once Clement Freud finished in fourth place, surprisingly, behind Paul Merton, who was also surprisingly in third place. Our first-time player of the game, not surprisingly, in view of all that's taken place here, he finished in second place. But just... So his contribution was golden, but the man with the most points, 3 ahead of Julian, was Derek Nimmer. So we say, he's the winner this week. It only remains for me to thank our 4 outstanding players of the game for the marvellous contribution they make to the fun and the entertainment. I must also thank Elaine Wigley for so charmingly keeping the score and the stopwatch so I knew how many seconds were ticking away. Ian Messiter for having created the game, for which we're deeply grateful, Ian. And also Anne Jobson, who organises and produces the show. From all of them and from me, Nicholas Parsons, and our audience here in St Helier in Jersey, thank you for attending. Thank the listeners for tuning in. Be with us the next time we take to the air to play Just a Minute. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye! Thank you.